This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. I'm so glad that you could join us today. I'm your host, like I said, Kimberly Borgens, and I want to just have a real conversation today. All right, let me get one thing straight right out of the gate. Strong women, we're not unbreakable. We are not machines. We are not emotionless leaders walking around in heels and armor 24/7. We are humans. And if you're listening right now and you've been holding it together for everyone else, your team, your clients, your family, your business, then this episode is for you. Because there comes a moment, maybe today, maybe it was last week or last month, maybe it's been quietly building for months and the time's coming, where you've felt that weight that is so heavy and the tears come. Not the cute, quiet ones, you know what I'm talking about, those deep, hard, ugly cry. The kind that shakes your chest. The kind that says, I've been so strong for too darn long. And today, we're talking about that moment. And if you want to join me over in the Hive Hangout, I'd love to have you. Just visit KimberlyBorgens.com and click on the Hive. We'd love to have you join us. But if you're the woman that everyone turns to, you know, the leader, the mentor, the one who holds the vision, the business, the people, right? When you already know this truth that I'm going to talk about today, you don't just carry your own weight. You carry theirs too. You know, let me paint you the picture. It's the end of a long day. Your calendar was stacked back to back. You made the tough decisions that no one else wanted to make. You held space for a team member who was unraveling. You smoothed over tension between two people who couldn't get on the same page. You adjusted your tone again so you wouldn't be labeled too much. You walked out of the office. You closed your laptop. And on paper, everything looks successful for the day. But then you get into your car and the silence hits. No one needs anything from you anymore. No one's watching. No one's waiting for you to be the strong one. You grip the steering wheel and suddenly your chest tightens. Not because one thing went wrong, but because everything has been resting on you for far too long. You weren't just leading the business, you're managing the emotions, the expectations, the unspoken tensions in the room. And now it's finally quiet and your body lets go. Ladies, that's not weakness. That's what happens when a woman has been carrying more than anyone has ever acknowledged. If you've ever had that moment in your car, in your bathroom, in your bedroom, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You carry expectations. You carry pressure. You carry the emotional temperature of the room, your kids, your spouse, your employees, your connections. And here's what most people don't see, especially in business, that women leaders, we don't just lead strategy. We manage emotions. We smooth over those conversations. We absorb all that tension. We translate discomfort for others, right? We stay composed when others are unraveling. That's not weakness, ladies. That's emotional labor. And when it goes unnamed and unshared and uncontained, it drains you. So if you've been wondering, why am I so exhausted even when things are going well? That's exactly why. I want to just make this very clear. Strength is not the absence of emotion. A lot of people will say, oh, she acts like she's not emotional. She acts like she's not attached to anything. I've been accused of that many times because I just have a bigger mission. But strength is the ability to feel and still rise. And I really want you to hear that today. There is a time and a place for that good cry. Not in the middle of a boardroom. Okay, let's get that clear, right? Not when your team needs your direction in that moment. Like, you're going to have to like hold it in a little bit, okay? But there is a sacred place for it. In your car, in your room, in the shower, or on a walk that nobody expects anything from you. And then it hits. And here's what I want to say. Don't suppress it. Don't power through. Don't slap on a smile and call it leadership. Look, we are not robots. And that is not leadership. That's emotional burnout wearing a blazer. Instead, I want you to know you can just let those feelings come alongside you. Because what you don't release will eventually break you in a way that you don't have any control of. That ugly cry, I just want you to know, it's not you falling apart. It's your nervous system asking for relief. It's your body processing everything you've been holding together for so long. And when you allow it, your clarity returns, your system resets, your leadership stabilizes. You don't become weaker, you become clearer. Now, here's where the shift happens, because you're not going to stay in that space. I mean, you don't want to live in the breakdown. You want to move through it. And after the tears slow down, after your breath steadies, you ask yourself one powerful question. What do I need right now to step back into my role? And look, you're not looking for perfection. You're not expecting it to be flawless. But powerfully, you want to ask that question of yourself. What is it that you need? Maybe it's rest. For me, I know I'm like, hey, babe, I need some quiet time. That means I'm going up to my room. He doesn't interrupt me. Maybe I'm getting in my car and I put the top down and I just drive and just let the wind go. But I'm going to ask for that time for rest. Maybe it's a boundary that you've been avoiding, that you haven't set or you haven't held somebody accountable for. Maybe it's a hard conversation you've been postponing. I mean, you don't have to do it, but you've been crying anyway, so why not get it all out, right? Or maybe it's simply reminding yourself who you are before that pressure convinced you otherwise. Before it made you think that you were weak. Where have you been confusing emotional suppression with strength? And what would need to change if you allowed yourself to release instead? Look, ladies, this is not a mental breakdown. And for my control freaks out there, you're still in control of this. This is a time to acknowledge that release must happen every now and then to allow yourself to grow, to keep going, to reset, to move forward, and to not get into burnout. Who wants to be in that burnout situation? I know that I don't. So why am I sharing this podcast with you? Well, just last month, I had a moment just like this. So much was going on. Good things were happening. Tough things were happening. A key employee walked out because a 24/7 business was just too much for them. Then another employee, within less than a week apart, had a domestic dispute that left them hospitalized and unconscious. It's a lot to manage and still run a multi-million dollar business, have relationships, and manage a household. Now, I admit, emails went unanswered. If they weren't urgent, I didn't answer them. Texting back to people, only the urgent people, right? And it probably made me look like a flake to some, but the truth is, holding it all together was really tough. I got in my car several days in a row to drive home, and the tears just streamed down my face. And you know what? I just let them. I got home and pulled into my driveway, and I parked, and the ugly cry would start. I hurt. I felt that the employee that just suddenly quit didn't feel like she could talk about the truth. And just suddenly left. The sadness that overwhelmed my soul to have a business that creates safe communities and one of my own employees wasn't safe in her own home and I couldn't protect her from what was happening. And as much as I wanted to quit it all, curl up in bed for days, because you know what I mean, ladies. There were 70 other employees still depending on my decisions. There were still clients expecting us to keep their team members safe, their property protected, and their liability risk low. I admit, it was hard. It was overwhelming, and my nervous system felt it all. I let the tears come every single day that they needed to. And then in the morning, I walked into work on a mission. I made the best decisions in the moment and managed what was necessary for that moment. I wasn't weak. I wasn't failing or faking my strength. I allowed myself to take the time that was necessary for me to acknowledge how hard it felt. And even as I'm sharing this with you right now, it still feels very raw to me. But what I know is this. Every strong woman, we have feelings. We are human. And we are not meant to just push through and ignore how our feelings are and what our soul feels. I know for me that I have a vision and a mission that God has me on. And what I also know is that's what real life as a strong woman looks like. This isn't the first time it's happened for me in 34 years in business. It's happened. But I'm still going, right? And what I really want you to hear today is that when you feel weak, it doesn't mean you are weak. It just means it's tough and you need to recover. You need to get in there and release and allow yourself to release. And before I close today, I just want to give you something to take with you. How about putting this superhero cape on? Strength is not holding it all together at all costs. Strength is knowing when to pause, when to feel, when to release. And then standing back up, wiping your face, right? Adjusting your crown. It might be a little crooked. Be a little real. Oh, definitely always be real. And walking back into that life with intention. Knowing what your vision, what your mission, what your values are. Not pretending that nothing happened, because that's silly, right? But knowing that you're still capable of leading through the challenges. If you're like me, you've chosen a full life. So you keep going. You're just being honest about it. And stop calling yourself weak. And for the woman who's listening right now, if you've been carrying it for too long, if you feel that pressure building, go ahead, take that moment. Close the door, sit in the quiet, let it out. If you don't, you're going to lose everything. You're going to lose the power. But here's the thing, you don't lose power in there. You don't lose power when you're reclaiming it, when you let it out. And when you rise back up, and you will, you won't just be strong, you'll be grounded, you'll be clear, whole and unstoppable in a whole new way. That is what leadership really looks like. It's not perfect. It's not unshakable. It's powerful enough to feel and brave enough to rise again. As a superhero, I would challenge you this week is to create one private space where you don't have to lead. You don't have to fix or hold it all together. That you just find one space that you can protect. Like it's a board meeting. And there's nothing more than you just being your powerful self in that moment. And if something comes up, just know you're strong enough to handle it. And you will get through it.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.